So my presentation today is about advocating for the public health nursing role, and I am here representing the FNAC, which is the Public Health Nurse Association of Colorado. And I changed the title to the Lived Experience of a Public Health Nurse as I was doing this, just, and you'll understand why, because it's a little, I have nothing to disclose here. Public Health Nursing Association of Colorado meets twice a year in the fall and in the spring. We call it our winter meeting in February. And in the over the past 3 years, we've developed a Public Health Nurse Practice Council. So we call it FNPIC, FNAC and FNPIC. And so we have a separate board for our practice council. And we have work groups. So very similar to Mary, you know, we're kind of probably thinking along the same lines. I am the chair of the research work group in our practice council, and Karen O'Brien is the chair of our advocacy work group, and we have several other work groups too that we're working on competencies. And but the this actually came from the advocacy work group, and the reason was because things are happening in our state, just as they are in all your states. I've heard, you know, in terms of over these last few days, that we're not really unique in terms of the impact of the economic environment affecting public health and public health nursing. In our state, many public health nursing positions have been downsized, or if someone left that position, they were changed and no longer nursing positions, and hired a different type of individual to replace, or and as we move to population based practice, the nursing positions have really been eliminated. So we are concerned about this, you know, in terms of our profession and how we can advocate for ourselves and what we needed to do about it. And we wanted to just have a better understanding and of what public health nurses do and what they contribute on the public health team within our state. And we wanted to help to, you know, understand and move our profession forward in our state and help to advocate for public health nurses. So we developed a phenomenological research project entitled The Lived Experience of a Public Health Nurse, and we wanted to answer the questions, just what do public health nurses do, what are the, and what are the essential elements of their practice and how they contribute. So at our annual meeting, I think it was 2 years ago, we put together the project, and we had 106 nurses attend the conference, and we advertised in our you know, the session materials and that kind of stuff to get people to come to focus groups to discuss the lived experience of public health nursing. So we had 88 public health nurses that participated in this. And we had, so we had four focus groups, and there was a little larger focus group than we anticipated. It was 20 to 24 people, and each one of our researchers and had a recorder at each one of the focus groups to collect the data. I forgot to give credit to the other two people that were on my we had someone from the State Department of Health and then someone from a rural county, a director of nursing from the rural county, that were participating as leaders in the focus groups. So we had five meeting questions that we discussed in each one of those focus groups to describe a typical day of a public health nurse, what makes public health nurses different from the other public health professionals on the team, describe the value that you add to the public health team. How are you different from other RNs? And from that, we meant like acute care and home health or other specialties. And then how do you think we need to advocate for the public health nursing role? So We did get approval from the University of Colorado IRB, and informed consent was provided at the beginning of each of the focus groups, except they came voluntarily to the focus groups because it was in writing in the brochures. We did not ask anybody's name or we de-identified. We didn't take any names. We did follow up with interviews, so I'll tell you a little bit about that, but only the information was available to the researchers. So we had a recorder, and we transcribed all the notes of the sessions of the focus groups. We worked together and analyzed the data from each of the focus groups. We started by highlighting similar words and phrases. We compared the phrases, similar concepts. We tabulated the number of times the concepts were mentioned, and we looked for relationships. After we analyzed all that data, we identified 11 nurses and we did the follow-up telephone calls. And we taped the telephone call, and it lasted about 25 or 30 minutes. We asked really the same kinds of questions. We had a couple things. We were just validating the information that we got from the focus groups with the 11 nurses, and really no new information resulted during that conversation. So we felt we had, saturated. So here's some of the, I couldn't put everything down, but the typical day of a public health nurse. And I'm not going to read these to you, but it was way, way expanding in terms. One of the things that we really liked was putting out fires. Prioritization and reprioritization. Ranged all across the board. There was no typical day, really. So it was atypical with some of the words that we, came up with. What makes the difference? And this was from people on the public health team. Again, versatile, creativity. I think, the positive perspective, systems, logical analysis. I love the one, the quarterback. The quarterback was the person described, we call the plays. We call the plays. And that was really, but licensed, holistic, and these were the add to the public health team. The value added then was nurses felt that they knew their community, they were valued, respected, they championed. I like the word the super processor, the hub of the wheel, and validating reality and using the nursing process. And for this presentation, I just pulled a few of the words, to share with you to kind of get a flavor of how our themes were developed. How are different? We're at the table, we collaborate, we partner, we multidisciplinary partners, lots of autonomy, public population-based. I love the word vocal validity. I kind of want to use that some way. But one person said it, so we couldn't really. But when we asked, I threw it in and asked at the end to the last interviews, and people didn't even know what that meant. They were going, well, that doesn't make sense. So, but I loved that word, vocal validity, and I almost had, I was trying to fight for using the word there. how the nurses felt we needed to advocate for ourselves, that we needed to have a identity, a symbolic identity. We needed to be at the table. We needed to stand up and say why we were there. We need to communicate better, and we need to articulate and believe in ourselves and clearly and concisely tell our stories. So from all of this data, there was 200 keywords. That's why I mentioned I didn't share all of them. That we put them in 20 themes and clusters, as we analyzed the data. And from that came three meaning subgroups. And the first one was advocacy. And, we did then, reviewed the definition of advocacy, what advocacy required, and then we also looked at the literature and made sure that, it was in, and we, really used the cornerstone article by Keller to look at that, but we also looked at the competencies and also looked at the essentials of baccalaureate nursing for public health nursing practice. So we, you know, teased out our word to make sure. And I just put a few of the quotes that led to the theme of advocacy. Because we are advocating for our clients. If we don't advocate, then it might not happen. We have to advocate in two directions, speaking up for our clients and speaking up for ourselves, and we have to help to validate the client's reality. The second one was versatility. And again, we did the same thing. We defined versatility, and then we looked into the literature and validated that, in fact, it was identified under the collaboration piece of the Cornerstone article, but, you know, talking about the need for effective leadership and linkages between individuals and groups. And so we wear many hats all in one day. And this, we have done a takeoff on this, and where we got up in front, you know, did a presentation in the state, and we all had different hats on, you know, fire hat, you know, football hat, a baseball hat, you know, and we, you know, really kind of exaggerated that statement. And we have to move with the flow of the day, and we have to work on many teams, which makes, I thought, was a really good comment related to versatility. And the last one was credibility, and that one was probably the easiest for us, you know, in terms of looking at compassion, caring relationships, integrity and honesty. That was kind of like, nothing really new there. But these were some of the words and some of the statements that reflected the thought of how credibility was informed in public health nursing practice. The research piece, validating outcomes, and, you know, just because the respect that we have in our community, you know, provides credibility that they're willing to listen to us. So we took these words and developed a brand in Colorado. The president of FNAC at the time was Don James, and we had already started a branding thing, which was voice. So what we did was try and incorporate our research concepts, you know, the themes into, you know, something we had already started with the branding, so the voice of public health nursing, the voice of the community. So we used our terms versatility, credibility, and advocacy as they related to that voice. So, you know, we didn't develop the whole voice based on our research, but it underpins what we're trying to do. So we shouted out, voice. We met with all new public health nurses, and we met with, you know, at this, the annual meeting. We shared the research project. You know, we, of course, asked them, you know, they had participated in the focus group, so they wanted to know the results of that. And so we started it right away just teaching about how to use voice. And we, you know, gave ideas, you know, on how to talk about it. And I brought you little business cards that we use. But we put together elevator speeches, three elevator speeches, to help public health nurses explain what they do. We've asked them to assess who they're speaking to, pre-plan their speeches, and we push them for opportunity, and it's not like they're not already collaborating. They're collaborating, they have partners, but what we want it to be visible. We want it to be visible, and, you know, by the elevator speeches. So we've asked them to look for opportunities to advocate. We made I'm an educator, so we made an assignment. We developed a toolkit. We put the elevator speeches on there for them to use. We had business cards, and I brought one for each of you. And then we put PowerPoint slides on our website, and we have a blog so we can talk to each other about how the results of what we're doing out there by advocating for ourselves. And then we gave them the challenge of they have to do two presentations in the next 2 months. And this was in September at our CPHA meeting. And so we're hoping in February at our winter meeting that we're going to actually look at, get some results from this. So we have a blog and email, and then we have our FNAC and FinPIC meetings, and we hope to follow up in February. So recommendations from all of this. First, recommendations for practice. We wanted to evaluate the impact of the voice campaign. So that's something that we're working on. We want to see if the elevator speeches have been useful and revise them, of course, and use grassroots level to revise those speeches. And so that's somewhat already begun in terms of, you know, just looking at some of our blogs. For education, we wanted to develop a team-based approach that reflects management of multiple partnerships to focus on that versatility piece, and I've already started doing some of that with an interactive learning model. You know, it's really difficult in education when students are in acute care and they come to us and they expect us to tell them what they need to do out in the community to get an A. And that's all they want to know, really. Putting them on multiple teams and to get the flavor of really what public health nursing is about. Develop interactive teaching learning strategies that develop the role of advocacy. And I think sometimes we just assume that new public health nurses and students come knowing how to advocate. And I think that's an assumption that we have, you know, and we might teach what social justice is and what, but they don't get it sometimes, and they care and they're compassionate, but how do we teach advocacy is the question. And so, you know, I've started using some educational theater to bring case studies into the classroom. And then use of a data management and practice documentation system, such as Omaha system, to document actually our productivity and validate our credibility in terms of looking at these concepts. And then research, we wanted to further investigate and do concepts analysis of these three terms, you know, advocacy, versatility, and credibility. When I went to the literature, just we were looking at define, wasn't just me, but defining the words, you know, after this. You know, credibility wasn't even in our words. Our, you know, it's in a business term thing, you know. And, you know, so there's something, you know, I think that there's work to do on just in relation to these three concepts. And then looking at how we use these concepts in relation, possibly correlational studies, into, you know, does that increase satisfaction or practice outcomes and our leadership abilities. So we're going to wait for questions, and I'll pass out my cards later, too. Who's next door?